I am Mariah, and I don't feel that all that stuff that I used to think was so important is important at all, because we're all one, and that just that stuff doesn't matter. So I am Mariah from Asheville. Beautiful drive here today. It was absolutely gorgeous. The mountains were beautiful, sunshine, warmth. It was gorgeous. So glad to be here with you all again. Let's start by putting our hand on our hearts and just closing your eyes for a minute. Take a few deep breaths. And who all would care to, let's read this together, what I shared with you all, what I gave to you all, the paper. And this is called Shifting from I Want to I Am. Everybody got it? Okay. Do not seek for happiness in the future. Happiness is what you are. Do not seek for love in the future. Love is what you are. Do not seek for peace in the future. Peace is what you are. Do not seek for holiness in the future. You are holy and innocent now. You are everything you are searching for. You are everything you want. You have everything now. We no longer need to wait for the future. We can live our truth now. Now, I don't know about you all, but my mind used to say the exact opposite. And everything to get this was out there, you know, out there. And like happiness, I'll be happy when. And it always was something out there. And if I get that something, then I was happy for an hour, a day. It wasn't lasting. It was, but I didn't know it wasn't with. I didn't know it was within me, always, wherever I went, whatever I did, or whatever I didn't do, it was inside of me. All of this, love. Of course, I was always seeking for love outside of me. If I could just find the right partner, then I'll feel love. And boy, I did that. I got a PhD. That's it. I got a PhD on that one. Put that in my bio. I got a PhD on that one. So, always reaching outside to... I'm going to sit down. Okay. I was reading something the other day with Byron Katie. You all probably have heard of Byron Katie. And she's written a book called Who Would You Be Without Your Thoughts? I just love that. I don't even have to read it. It was like, how cool. Who would I be without my thoughts, without that constant, you're not good enough, you're no good, you can't be, you can't do it, you did it wrong, all that blah, blah, blah. Who would I be if that was silent? You know, if I was in the truth of who I really am, our affirmation for today. Want to say it together? I am all that God is. That's the truth. That is the truth. But, of course, most of us in here, probably, unless somebody had an amazing childhood, we were taught different things. We were taught kind of the opposite, a lot of times from our parents, from people that we grew up with, from school, media, whoever. And we believed those things, and we took them on as our own. And those people weren't doing anything wrong. They just, that's what they believed, because they had forgotten who they were. So, I love posters. I just love posters. There's something about them. I just love them. And I'm going to go to art school so I can learn to do them better. Somebody did this one for me, though. So this is something that I saw when I went to a place called a Kripala Yoga Center. And we were in deep meditation one morning. I was going to become a yoga teacher because I couldn't just go enjoy it. I had to become it. I'm learning better on that one. So we were up at 4:30 in the morning and went to the place where you meditate. And I actually went into a really deep meditation. And what I saw was I saw myself as pure light. Now, back then, I didn't get this, but I saw it. I was pure light. And then I was pure light and love. And then these, like, shells started coming over me. And one after the other, until you couldn't see me anymore. You couldn't see the light anymore, but the light still was in there. And all those things were the stuff that I took on in my life. You're not good enough. You can't do it right. You're sickly. You're whatever. Oh, fear, duality, separation from God. You're alone. That was all that stuff. And I just saw it just come and just cover me. And then I started seeing that peel away. Now, I don't remember what was going on in the meditation, but I started seeing that just starting to fall off. All the fear started to fall off. Now, of course, I didn't experience this at the time, but it was showing me the truth of who I was, even though I wasn't quite feeling it. And I just wrote this: God, thank you for uncovering the light and truth within me. That's who we really are. By removing the false beliefs I have gathered, I am the light of the world. And we made those our own. I made those my own. I will own them. I truly didn't think I was good enough. And that one still plays out in my life a lot. So that's my first poster. Let's see. Well, I'll just go on to the next one. This one I saw in a meditation recently. And I was walking down the road, and all of a sudden, there was a roadblock, and I couldn't get past it. Now, I am the light. This is my drawing, can you tell? That was kind of the hips, and I was like, okay, she's kind of... But anyway, it's a person. It's a person. And I'm walking down the street, and I am the light, and I run into these roadblocks. And these are blocks to the awareness of God's or love's presence. I don't know if anybody does Course in Miracles in here, but I've been studying that for about a year now. And that's what Jesus talks about, is that all these are blocks to the awareness of God's presence, which lives right in here, always. That's who we are. But some of these roadblocks are being all alone. I played that one good. Fear. Living in fear, which can be false evidence appearing real, or F everything and run. Did you ever heard that one? I thought that was cute. That was cute. Which I did good on that one too. Separate. And something I heard recently was there's only one problem. Only one problem in everything. And that is the belief that we're separate from God. So there's only one solution. And that is knowing that we're one with God. Just know, I mean, just it. We are one with God. We're totally one with God. Pick that up, Bill.
I was trying to spill your water.
not good enough. I had to put that in there because that is one of my biggies. Lack. You know, I don't have enough of this. I don't have enough of that. And I wrote down here, God, help me remember who I am. So, these blocks start, you know, God just starts taking them one by one, and those blocks go away, and we walk into the light of who we really are. We don't really walk into the light. We're already the light, but just as a picture. And that is oneness, peace, joy, love, light, abundance, whatever. I am as God created me. And that is the truth of who we are, whether we feel it or not. It doesn't matter what we've done. This was a good one for me. It doesn't matter what I've done. And I've done some things that are, you know, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what I haven't done. But I haven't worked hard enough. I've got to work harder. I've got to work harder. No, that's who you are, period. That's who you are. But these are in the mind. You know, these are in our thoughts. Who would we be without our thinking? Who would we be without our thoughts? Yeah, that's who we'd be, you know, without those thoughts just constantly nagging at us. Okay, that's it. I'll put our affirmation back up again. There we go. You all probably heard this before about a beggar that was sitting on a box, and the whole town knew him. He'd been a beggar there for a long, long time. People kind of watched out for him, took care of him, you know, give him some food, coffee. And one guy came along. This guy had been doing this for years. And somebody came along and said, what's in the box you're sitting on? He goes, I don't know, just an old box. And the guy said, well, have you ever looked within it? And he goes, nah, just an old box. As he's sitting there with his, you know, change and a little hat there. And so the guy said, well, let's open up the box and see. So they started taking the box apart, and there was enough money in there to take care of him for 1,000 lifetimes. The meaning of the story for me is that we have it all within us. We've got it all. Everything. You are everything you want. You have everything now. You are everything you're searching for. It's all in us now. We just forgot. That's all. We just forgot. You know, we came into the planet, we remembered who we were. Started taking on all that stuff, and we went to sleep. And now it's time to start waking up and claiming who we really are. And getting rid of those blocks, and asking God to help us get rid of those blocks. So I'm going to do a meditation now, and I'm going to take some time on this. Because this is a meditation that you all can do every single day. You can do it as much as you want. And I call it the Golden Altar. So if you all would just join me, close your eyes. Okay, we're in a forest, beautiful forest. It's a sunny day, kind of early morning. The birds are singing. We're walking on this beautiful path through the woods. You can just smell the evergreens. It's just fresh. The beautiful trees all around us. And the ferns and the beautiful, beautiful plants that are all over the ground. Some little wildflowers here and there. We're just walking along. And we realize up ahead there's a clearing. We can kind of see some light. Not real sure what it is, but we start walking towards it. We come out of the clearing, and ahead of us, maybe 50 feet, is this beautiful glowing light. And we feel guided. I mean, it just feels like it's asking us to come and be with it. It feels so warm. It feels so welcoming. It feels like love. And so we continue walking on this path, getting closer and closer to this beautiful golden light. We step inside the light, and we feel perfectly safe. We feel like we're at home. And we look down, and we're light. Our body is like dissolved into light. We are pure light in this beautiful orb of light. We just feel so expanded. And we realize this is who we are. This is who we've always been. Not for one split second have we been anything but this light. This oneness with God. This oneness with Creator. We know at this point we're one. We've never not been one with God. And we sit for a moment because we're feeling this desire to go within, even though we don't have a body anymore, and search to see what blocks are blocking us from knowing we are one with God, from knowing we are all love, all light, the light of the world, perfect, whole, and complete in every way. So we sit and we wonder, what are my blocks? So we're going to sit for a moment and just go within your heart right now and find those blocks. It can be one, it can be 10. But find the blocks that are blocking you from knowing who you are. Now we see in front of us, all of a sudden appeared a beautiful altar. I mean, that's the most gorgeous altar we've ever seen. It's just beautiful. And it's inviting us to put our blocks on the altar. So we walk over and we put our 1, 2, 3, 10, however many blocks, we put those on the altar. Now, these can be pictures. These can be pieces of wood that write out something. It could be a piece of paper that has them written down. Anything that you want, but these are the blocks, and we put them down on the altar. I'll give you a second to do that. And now we step back and we just sit in the light and we watch this altar as it just goes up, up, up and disappears into the light with those blocks that we put on it. It's all gone into the light. And we feel such peace. And we also know that we can do this and come into this beautiful orb of light anytime we want. Because really we're living there anyway. But we can come into this orb of light anytime we want. We can put a hammock up, lay down and rest. We can bring our lunch there. We can just sit and come and talk to God or Jesus or the angels or whoever. We can live in that light because that light is in us. That light is us. So let's put our hands back on our heart. God, thank you for helping me and all of us live in the light that we truly are. Help us to live within our heart. Help us to see ourselves and everyone and everything through the eyes of God, through the eyes of love. And thank you, God, for removing these blocks for us today. Because now we're free. Amen. Okay. We're done.
Beautiful.
And so it is. Thank you all.
I can see that so well.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it a beautiful place? Yes. Just look down and like your hands or your everything's gone. Like I'm the light.
Just see that. Mm-hmm. And my dog's winning with me.
Oh, there you go. Yes, take your pets. Take your family. Take your enemies. We're not supposed to have enemies, but take your enemies.
We have no enemies.
We have no enemies.
Give me. I want this one.